Wemberley Worried by Kevin Henkes. Wemberley worried about everything. Big things, little things, and things in between. Wemberley worried in the morning, she worried at night, and she worried throughout the day. "You worry too much," said her mother. "When you worry, I worry," said her father. "Worry, worry, worry," said her grandmother. "Too much worry." At home, Wemberley worried about the tree in her front yard. What if it falls on her house? And the crack in the living room wall? What if it gets bigger and something comes out of it? And the noise the radiators made? What if there's a snake inside? At the playground, Wemberley worried about the chains on the swings and the bolts on the slide and the bars on the jungle gym. And always, she worried about her doll, Petal. "Shouldn't Petal have a car seat too? I found her, sweetie. Petal's lost forever. I'll wait for you, Petal." "Don't worry," said her mother. "Don't worry," said her father. But Wemberley worried. She worried and worried and worried. When Wemberley was especially worried, she rubbed Petal's ears. Wemberley worried that if she didn't stop worrying, Petal's would have no ears left at all. On her birthday, Wemberley worried that no one would come to her party. "See," said her mother, "there was nothing to worry about. This is the best present ever. I wish I had my birthday today." But then Wemberley worried that there wouldn't be enough cake. On Halloween, Wemberley worried that there would be too many butterflies in the neighborhood parade. "See," said her father, "there was nothing to worry about." But then Wemberley worried because she was the only one. "You worry too much," said her mother. "When you worry, I worry," said her father. "Worry, worry, worry," said her grandmother. "Too much worry." Soon, Wemberley had a new worry. School. Wemberley worried about the start of school more than anything she had ever worried about before. By the time the first day arrived, Wemberley had a long list of worries. What if no one else has spots? What if no one else wears stripes? What if no one else brings a doll? What if the teacher is mean? What if the room smells bad? What if they make fun of my name? What if I can't find the bathroom? What if I hate the snack? What if I have to cry? "Don't worry," said her mother. "Don't worry," said her father. But Wemberley worried. She worried and worried and worried. She worried all the way there. While Wemberley's parents talked to the teacher, Mrs. Peachum, Wemberley looked around the room. Then Mrs. Peachum said, "Wemberley, is there someone there? Is someone I think you should meet." Her name was Jewel. She was standing by herself. She was wearing stripes. She was holding a doll. At first, Wemberley and Jewel just peeked at each other. "This is Petal," said Wemberley. "This is Niblet," said Jewel. Petal waved. Niblet waved back. "Hi," said Petal. "Hi," said Niblet. "I rub her ears," said Wemberley. "I rub her nose," said Jewel. Throughout the morning, Wemberley and Jewel sat side by side and played together whenever they could. Petal and Niblet sat side by side too. Wemberley worried, but no more than usual, and sometimes even less. Before Wemberley knew it, it was time to go home. "Come back tomorrow," called Mrs. Peachum, as the students walked out the door. Wimberly turned and smiled and waved. "I will," she said. "Don't worry."